TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Here in 1992, we present the fabulous What's the Scenario remix. Whereas there are 7 MCs, 6 which are in physical form, 1 which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of
Check the well, hope that to get your effort. I like buckshots, hood, madman. I rip up stages, lay down your weight, sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear the frame, and grab my I'm a rapper, sock a robot, kid. I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly, so I in a petty, I make for bad. I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever, cut those approves. Death on a phono, my skills are pono. You say, oh no. A bag of weight, electrifying, I'm prime time, I slaughter up slime, I'm the greatest of all time. Sick, cover, nasty, pump slugs in your face, and jump in the river, 2 cans in a bucket, kick the can, say what, I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip, punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the pit. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area, your booty rounds are whacking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet cause I'm kicking it, vanilla ice platinum. Ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better fall and D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article gone of hip hop, and I won't stop. The pop for the assassin has come to wreck enough shots. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dancing shoes or something, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next you says something, call your boss to tell me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hostile heat brings first the energy. Mollowing the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughneck set. 10-1 bet, I come correct. And my cyphers are black, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can throw dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the block,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right in, I watch it not. I would box longer, but fear is fear. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, I'm making moves, y'all.
Moves, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for quest.
East Coast
to West. Remix mad kick. More than Metallica. Tall and before like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', stompin', rompin', Compton.
People all over the world.
I'm promptin'.
Intensified mind, non-blunt consumer. Simple some booty.
Well, it's only a rumor.
The meaning so deep that it starts brain tumors. Piece of hood digging from the midnight crooner. Smoke them up later, if not then sooner.
Hey, what we gonna do in 92? Even though we had fun in 91. When you feel my laser beam coming down, run up, goes down, leaving cracks in the ground. What's going on, my man? And my brain is hurting. Listen up, bust up, rhythm will hit him, then I get him. Flip on the hit on him, then I will sit on him. Open up your mouth if they want the food, they get food. Flip cold, cause I'm in the mood. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. Body get fucked up, blood coming out the nose. Give me your band-aid. What are you asking for? More holy and sacred and pure. At first, zigzag, checking in to bust the new rap. Rap, bust the rhyme, or bust this written rhyme. Here y'all in 92, I'm packing my round spray. Anyway, take a lick, drive to a quest, leaders at the new school, bad terror when still thick. To my dragon, baby, stop whining. I see my influence still shattered. More crazy than that, it's you. Uh-oh, time to go, yo, that's the scenario.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the weekend, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, coming to you live out of Atlanta. Hey, jump on it. Coming to you again out of the ATL. Let's go into the other side of the A. Welcome, Hot Chocolate, to the show. What up, man?
Hey, hey. Had to hit you with a little bit of that feel-good scenario remix, a little throwback.
Word.
Start your weekend off right.
Like, it's a penthouse party, baby. That's a nice way to start.
Ooh.
It. All the way live from Charlotte, North Cackalack. Give it up. Madam Busty, penthouse style.
Okay, good afternoon in the morning time. And, it's Friday. It's the weekend. What's going
on? It's the weekend. Boston got that book she about to drop. So be on the lookout for the new release. Madam C. Lo Boston, HAC Media. This week was a good week. We made it.
For sure. We did.
I was in the bed most of it. I was in my own little cave. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we glad you came out of the cave tonight. Welcome to the
week. That's right.
Thank you for having me.
Blessed to be here. Blessed to be here.
Absolutely. Donald Trump's in trouble, people.
That's all
it appears to me that Donald Trump is in trouble.
I'm just waiting for it. If they don't impeach the Cheeto, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. The whole thing really leaves me speechless because it's like they're just letting him run amok and do whatever
Teflon
he
Trump.
Wants, whether
Teflon
it's legal
Trump.
Or not. Pretty much. And I mean,
right.
It's Nixon-esque all over again. I'm just waiting for it.
I mean, I don't know what this guy is doing. I mean, he came in firing people. Right, and then some of the people he put in place, they stepped down. Like, it's not worth it. I want to do something else in my life.
Unqualified, unknowledgeable,
incompetent,
right. Just
the positions that they were chosen for, absolutely.
Underhanded.
Yes, conniving.
Criminal minded.
You've been blinded, okay?
Absolutely.
I wonder how those people feel, though, that voted for him.
One way.
Okay, but I wonder for real, like, how do the people that voted for him really feel? Like, I would love to talk to somebody because I don't know anybody personally that voted for him.
Me neither.
But I'd like to talk to, you know, like, I'd like to hear a town hall meeting with those same people that were like, he's going to bring jobs, he's going to, yeah.
That would be a very interesting conversation. It really would. Those people
like
who thought he was
going to
bring jobs. Yes, the
right.
People who thought that they were going to get some super duper way better medical plan than Obamacare
right.
That was already in place that was effective for the most part, I'll say.
I'm sorry, little Bobby. You're going to have to milk some cows. You just gonna have to continue. Can't go to school this year neither.
Sorry, little Bobby.
Yes, right. Little Bobby. You got it. Sorry, little Bobby.
Little Bobby gonna have some calluses.
It's your mama's fault, Bobby. It's your mama's fault. Get your ass back out in that barn.
Terrible.
We need some milk. Oh my God. I'm not.
She's really weak right now, too.
Because you know I'm visual. So as I'm saying it, I'm visualizing the little boy just walking back to the barn looking sad as hell.
Terrible.
Okay.
Little Bobby is upset. Little Bobby is upset. It's 9:10 p.m. here in the social lab. Team Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back
Bobby.
A little salon. You know, out of these cranes in the sky, real quick. Keep milking, Bobby.
9:15 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:15 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you know you got to figure it out. But that's my song, Cranes. You're listening to the Special Lab. You know, Madam Boston, that's hot chocolate. We got Mr. Hyman over there in the corner handling business. Little Bobby.
Cut it, the penthouse. Little Bobby milking the cow.
Little Bobby. He's trying to figure out a way to get Little Bobby back in school. So we're going to let him work on that.
Good luck. Good luck on that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It is so terrible.
Seriously, before the break, you did bring up a very good point. It would be very, very interesting to talk to the Trump supporters who worked so tirelessly to get him elected, and now that he's in office, it doesn't seem as though he is holding up his end of the bargain that he had with them, not with us, but the bargain that he had with them in any way, shape, or form.
Right. And he hasn't even been in a good 6 months yet and has turned... I mean, did it need to be shaken up? Yes. The way he's doing it, no. Because I don't even think he knows what he's doing. I think that's where we fall in line with that. Is that he? Yeah, he has no damn clue. But and I also think that he took the presidency way, you know, a lot lighter than, you know, looking at it like, okay, well, I've run companies or I've been in positions of power. I know what to do. But it's like, you know, you may be a manager or an owner in one, like, aspect or even different working classes. You know, like, say you may have owned, you know, a laundromat at one point and you had a chain of them. But that doesn't mean that you could run, you know, the warehouse for a communications company. You know what I'm saying? It's like... It was like, you know, we all have our gifts and we all have our purposes of life. I don't agree with Mr. Trump's actions, his motives, any of that. It feels crazy. I feel like we're in a twilight zone.
Yeah. I mean,
like at some point, somebody's going to say Happy Halloween and it's my birthday every day until he leaves. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to look at this.
I think Clifford's going to jump out and say we've all been being punked for the last 4 months, 5 months.
Right. But did he really think by him firing Comey that, you know, that the investigation was going to go away? He really thought that? Like,
I think he
Comey wasn't the disease. You see what I'm saying? He'd take it out. That's the one that's giving the prognosis. And he's the one causing the infection. And he thought that just because he fired Comey, it was going to stop. But this new guy that's in his place is a beast. And he can go right down the middle as far as, you know, the party line. And he put in some things in the order, like, you know, the order to put him in position. He put some things in place to where nobody can stop the investigations regardless of who they are.
Right.
And they even, they're now saying, I think I saw this earlier, where they said Trump had told some Russian officials or whatever about, you know, Comey being a nut job and all this other crap. So, I mean, he has done enough impeachable things that I think they're just really trying to figure out how to say you're fired to him. And then who's going to replace him? Kent?
Like that.
The quiet robot?
I can't see that being any better.
We would all become Mormons. I'm not really clear on how that would go either.
throw them all out. Start all over.
Right, like the whole lot of them.
Can we do that? Can we impeach the whole cabinet? Can we throw them all out?
I'm quite sure they, if they wanted to, they find a damn way to get them all up out of there. And that's why they had to, look, they had to postpone Scandal because the writers are so good. They had, they put stuff in play that actually was going on. Thing had to put them on pause. It's like, yeah, a lot of people know what they should be doing, but they're not going to listen. They're the 1%. Right. The 1% is in control right now. And what do? We're just able to discuss it until we become part of that 1%.
Hey, how about Bill Cosby in his recent interview?
What about running for president in 2020?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Did you say running for president? Are you serious?
Really?
Well, I was watching something early, The View, actually, what I was watching, and they said that he was saying he's not looking at it the same way as he was before, because I guess he found that had he actually ran against Trump, that he probably would have won. But then that's, you know, hindsight. And I think he'll be like in his mid-80s.
I don't know.
It went by 2020.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't go around flipping Bill Cosby-ish drinks to people and being an elected president. I don't know.
You can just say, quoting Bill Cosby. Who quoted Bill Cosby? What happened?
No.
Who did it?
Never mind.
Okay.
Because it'll take us way longer than we have left in the show to get us back on track. So.
Okay, fine. Well, we know Bill Cosby's blind now. So
is he really?
He's legally blind. Yeah, they gave him legally blind. And, you know, it's still court proceedings in place for that one woman. I can't think of her name. Was like Meredith or something like that. That's what it is. I don't want to misspeak, but yeah, there's still that case
still
going on.
Someone still the charges.
Yeah, because it was within the what is the word I'm looking for? Statute of limitations. Thank you very much. I'll give you a quarter.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I gotta get some change.
I'll take it.
Okay, a pity for your thoughts, nickel for your kiss. Damn, tell me that you love me. I don't know. We need something else to happen, though, with this whole government realignment that should be going on more in the people's favor than it is for the government's favor.
Agreed.
Right, which makes us, we have to be vigilant. You know what I mean? We have to stay vigilant in educating, you know, our communities, our children. Because they're going to be, you know, picking these, helping choose these laws in a blink of an eye. You know, they grow up fast. It's like,
now that Trump becomes
president, anybody can become president now.
If we don't get a handle on our government, local and state and national, our kids are in trouble. They're in trouble. That's all I got to say. 9/24.
Our whole livelihood is in trouble if they don't get it together.
Absolutely. 9/24.
We owe too many people.
On the radio. We'll be right back.
All right.
I don't know what I want to call it. Big Hardy. Ain't it Rick Hardy? Ain't it Rick Hardy? Right now, the Rick Hardy. I'm a shooter. I'm my own shooter. All this ice, I'm my own jewel. These lawyers and they all Jewish. I'm the star, this my move. Pinky ring, 250 on it. Yes, it's safe to say, I spent your budget on it. Ran off on the floor twice. He started calling, I ain't calling back. He said he did me on his last out. Guess nobody heard, nobody bought his last out. I got a Delta, go to house. That little got some power. But I'm a direct Lottie for counterfeit. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal, right? The Ritz Carlton. Wanna f me, baby?
pull up at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm just vibing in the Ritz-Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz-Carlton. Counting me around the Ritz-Carlton. Wanna f*** me, baby, pull up at the Ritz-Carlton. Everything gonna be brand new. Call her a mangler, cause she ran too. Say she want me to take the rubber off. Told her people here when I
TM Hammer Radio Live, 9:25 p.m. We're going to sign off a little early tonight and let the general handle his business at that penthouse party out there networking, handling that, representing Hack Media, TM Hammer Radio Live brand strong here in the A. Madam Boston, take us home. Flat on Monday. Check y'all out on Monday. TM Hammer. That's right, TM Hammer Radio, the social lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boss, and in general, we will see you next week. Oh, and congratulations to Varel for getting an honorary doctorate. Two up, two down, D-A-R, bay, baby. And with that, and with that being said,
World's famous. You're now listening to
Girl.
Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get him, please.
Oh girl, come on. But
come
the main thing is living.
Come on.
Cause I know this not giving.
Come on.
You know I got a lot to do.
Come on.
I know this party's pretty.
Come on.
You know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Come on.
So funny if you with me.
Come on.
I would fuck your pretty face.
Yeah.
Smile when I get home. And when we make love, you know it's gonna be amazing.
Cause you're my number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she to me. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put none above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
Go.
That you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on.
Come on, baby. You know
world
I'd rather be
famous.
Where you are. You are my shining star. But last night, that just wasn't right.
Come on.
I know this party's pretty.
Come on.
But you know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk alone on the phone.
So
funny if you with me.
Yeah.
I would fuck your pretty.
Everybody,
face smile when I get home.
Everybody say,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above
hold
that.
Your
you deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Oh, tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It's fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazzy jazz. And you don't be saying when they asking questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other I hate when they violate. But tonight, man, I ain't in the mood for it. Don't matter who would.
I'm the live, see him, I'm the live, folk radio show. Real.